It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Swing State is a dark play set in fictional rural Wisconsin with an off-Broadway run that is underway. And in a purple state where political divisions run deep, characters are emotionally scarred and swinging from hope to despair, as we'll explore. And we explore the play's themes. You can call in with a question or comments along the way. 800-642-1234. Talk is at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Actor Mary Beth Fisher collaborates with Chicago's Goodman Theater, starring as the protagonist Peg in Swing State. Mary Beth, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, and playwright Rebecca Gilman is here, artistic associate at Goodman Theater, wrote Swing State, originally from Alabama. Rebecca, now living in rural Wisconsin, we should note. Rebecca, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, let's talk about your setting, Rebecca. You live in an area similar to where the play is set. Why set the play in this environment?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm really inspired by where I live, and I love living in Wisconsin. My husband and I have been here part-time since 2006 and then full-time for the past 4 years. We've been volunteers for a long time with the Prairie Enthusiasts and had started working on prairies in our area, Greene County and Iowa County specifically. And I just really fell in love with the land here and the landscape. And with the idea that we live in a place that needs to be saved, but that unfortunately we're seeing it disappear around us. Our natural world is really degraded. So that was sort of the initial inspiration for the play. But I did want to write something that was close to my heart and close to home.
Yeah, don't they say, like, write about what you know? And it seems like you had a closer glimpse of Wisconsin and some contentious issues that our state is grappling with. Does it feel like that to you?
It does. Since, you know, in the time that we've been here, I've seen so much more division in the state. And it really has been difficult to see people turn against one another in a place that I always felt was a very welcoming and beautiful state. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even listening to the top of the hour, you know, Wisconsin news, there were two or three stories that just were a reflection of how divided we've become politically. And I think what I'm trying to address in the play, and Mary Beth can probably speak to this too from her characters, that you don't want to become so divided against one another that you can't be good neighbors to one another and that you can't help mm-hmm. each other out. So a lot of the characters in the play, even though they probably would never vote for the same candidate, are thrust together by circumstances that force them to take care of each other and recognize each other's humanity. And that's part of what I wanted to explore in the play.
Mary Beth Fisher, can you give us a little portrait of your character, Peg? What are some words to describe her?
Peg is a spectacular human being. I'll start with that. She's a former high school guidance counselor, essentially. She taught classes and how to be healthy in body and mind. She's retired now. In the play, she has recently lost her husband about a year ago at the start of the play. It's coming out of the pandemic. It all happened during the pandemic. So she was alone in her grief and loss, as so many people were during the year 2020 into 21. So she's a little, you know, to coin a phrase, you know, this takes place in the driftless area of Wisconsin. I kind of think of Peg as a little bit driftless herself emotionally in this time. So she's in a really precarious state at the top of the play and throughout the play. Without giving anything away, I can just say that she's grappling with some really serious issues of depression and grief and loss. And as so many people did during that time. And she's also got an incredible sense of humor. She also has a beautiful awareness of the place where she lives, just as Rebecca does in her home. I was able to spend a day with Rebecca and her friend Tom, who works for the Prairie Enthusiasts in Wisconsin. We spent a day on the prairie, so I got to walk around a piece of remnant prairie and really explore and understand the beauty of Peg's world. And she collects seeds from native plants. She pulls out invasive species. She does controlled burns to protect this piece of prairie. And it's essentially to protect the wildlife that live in a very precarious state in this only one specific natural environment. So there are Henslow sparrows and various butterfly species and bats and, numerous numerous wildlife that exist only in this landscape. And she's very aware of all of them, and she's very aware of their diminishing numbers. So Peg is a very aware human being.
Oh,
and
thank you for that portrait. As we talk about the off-Broadway play Swing State, Mary Beth Fisher, their protagonist, plays Peg, the character, and it's set in rural Wisconsin. Rebecca Gilman is the playwright. You can join in with your questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. Mary Beth, I'm really eager to play this clip as you set up, talk about the nature, the love of nature, Peg and her late husband love nature, and there's this scene, Peg talking about wildlife changing over the years on our property.
Can't remember the last time we heard a whippoorwill. We used to have nighthawks. They'd circle over that dip in the road between your house and ours. I don't know how long it's been since I've seen one. 6 or 7 years? 10 years? They're aerial insectivores. Those birds, they eat bugs on the wing. That's why they're all disappearing. We've killed all the bugs. There's an insect apocalypse, they call it. I think I've seen one monarch on my milkweed all summer. Well, I'm just stating the facts. It's what we've done, our species. As a species, we suck.
Oh. Rebecca Gilman, as the playwright, how do Peg's sentiments about climate change resonate with real people in Wisconsin?
Well, I just want to point out that's Peg at the very beginning of the play. So if you think that's where she arrives at the end of the play, she does arrive at a place of hope by the end of the play.
Thank you for that caveat.
Yeah, she starts off in a very dark place. It resonates with, I do volunteer work with, and I'm on the board of the Wisconsin Society for Ornithology. And so I also do volunteer work with other conservation organizations as well. And I think that, it's a select group maybe that I'm surrounded by, but I know that the people that I work with and volunteer with are all very aware. We recent studies said, we've lost 3 billion birds in North America since the 70s. You're aware of what's been lost. And bird watchers, I think, are really attuned to it, because the places that you used to go and you'd see lots and lots of birds, you just don't see the birds anymore. You don't see the numbers of birds anymore. And so there's a real sense of urgency right now about, what we have left and what we need to save and what we can restore. And so I feel like it, I hope that the play connects with people who are already feeling that, and then maybe sparks an interest in doing some sort of work to save the planet and people who maybe are not lucky enough to be able to spend time in the natural world.
I love it how, Mary Beth, you talk about spending time in Rebecca's state of mind and in really walking the prairies. And I'm just wondering about collaboration for Swing State. How did you've worked with each other before. You've also, I guess, worked with the director before. How did, Mary Beth, how did collaboration work for Swing State?
Oh, gosh. Rebecca and I, this is the fourth play of Rebecca's that I've done the world premiere of. And we know each other really well. Rebecca knows my voice really well, and I understand her sensibilities and sense of humor really well. And so it's a pretty effortless collaboration, I'd say. Rebecca knows that I'll give 100% to everything she writes, and if something's not filtering through my emotional system in a way that's truthful, she recognizes it without my having to say it, basically. And we'll adjust something in the writing to make it work for me on an actor level. So it's a very happy, easy collaboration as far as I'm concerned. I hope it is for you, Rebecca.
Oh, 100%. And I just want to add, I wrote this part for Mary Beth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Mary Beth has originated the roles, lead roles in three of my plays, but and I didn't write those parts for her, I guess, but I did on some level, but this time it was very intentional. I felt like she was the person I wanted to work with again the most, and she's right. She'll say, I can see when we're in rehearsals that she'll get this little like catch, and I can see I'm like, oh, that's not landing with her for some reason. 'Cause she says she gets 100%. She is like 1,000%
Oh.
in her work. And
Oh.
I'll think like, oh yeah, that line is bad. I need to change that line.
Yeah.
That moment is stupid and it's not working. And she catches it. We seem to catch it simultaneously, but I can see it in her and I'm like, oh yeah, I need to go back and fix that.
So much synergy. I love it. Playwrights of Swing State, Rebecca Gilman with us. We have actor Mary Beth Fitch Fisher plays central character Peg. More conversation ahead on Swing State. You can join 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.
Persistently high interest rates and inflation are being felt from Wall Street to Main Street. So how have they affected you? That's our question on the next episode of The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. Call 844-464-3353 and join us next time on The Middle.
Tonight at 8 on the Ideas Network.
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The play Swing State, it is set in a fictional town in the Driftless here in Wisconsin, 40 acres of native prairie. We examine the complexities of the characters in this polarized world and the tensions that flare up around industry and the environment and opioid epidemic, pandemic isolation. You can join the conversation at any point. Call in with a question. Add your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Conversation is at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have playwright of Swing State, Rebecca Gilman, here, along with actor Mary Beth Fisher, who stars as Peg. So Swing State went from Chicago, to off-Broadway stage. And Rebecca, it'll be available to listen to as a podcast, I understand, on streaming platforms through an audio drama. Does the play take on new meaning for you as it traverses different mediums?
Absolutely. We had a lovely run at the Goodman Theater in Chicago, which commissioned the play. And we worked with director Robert Falls there, and I've worked with Bob more times than I can count, I think seven or eight times. And then Audible Theatricals in New York is producing it off Broadway at the Minetta Lane Theater. And what Audible's doing is really remarkable, I think, which is, they produce plays for a live audience, and then they do audio recordings of those plays that are then made available to anybody who wants to listen to it. So this is a great opportunity, I think, for people who don't live in areas where theater is easily accessible to experience a play. And their recordings, their productions are remarkable. I've listened to a lot of them. And what they do for me is they make me actually want to see the play. So it's not exactly a stand-in for the experience of seeing a live production, but definitely communicates the story in a really dramatic way. And so I think we've had a terrific experience working with Audible, and look forward to people, you know, around the world getting to experience the play. I think it'll be terrific. We're doing the recording, Mary Beth, I think in a couple of weeks, you'll be going into a studio to do the recording.
Oh, I
yeah,
wonder.
I'm really excited.
Yeah. How is that, Mary Beth, like to act for the ear versus the stage?
Well, I'll let you know after I do it. It'll be in a couple of weeks. We're all really excited about it because, you know, as Rebecca said, we get to reach a broader audience. And it's, you know, I think it's really, I really enjoy listening to podcasts. I really enjoy listening to radio, in particular, public radio. Hello. I think listening to a creative work like this can really, it allows you to use your own imagination too. So I think it stimulates creative thinking as you listen, because you're visualizing your own version of things. And I do agree with Rebecca that it also creates a desire to see it in front of your eyes as well. So it's all going to be good.
I wonder, Rebecca, when you watch performances, do you learn more about the characters you created?
I learn from watching. Yes, absolutely. I think early on, a director or somebody said to me, you know, when actors come in to audition for your play, you're looking for an actor who shows you your character. And that means showing you something about your character that as a playwright, you didn't necessarily imagine. And that was absolutely the case the first time Mary Beth auditioned for one of my plays. I didn't know Mary Beth at all at that point. And that was the first time I'd ever met her. And she came in and I thought, that's my character. And she was uncovering layers of the character that I hadn't foreseen, and that made it so much more complicated and galvanizing, really, than anything I had imagined or that was on the page. And so I think the entire cast of this play, two other actors, Kirsten Fitzgerald and Ann Thompson, Chicago actors, I wrote those parts for them. I loved them as actors. And then the Bubba Wyler, who plays Ryan, I didn't know, but it's the same thing. Bubba auditioned and I went, well, there's Ryan. There's my character. I feel like I wrote the part for him. So I've just been so lucky to have such a remarkable, dedicated cast, and they've just made something, you know, a play is like a blueprint for the stage, I think. And then the actors, directors, and designers realize the final world.
We're gonna hear more of their voices and their complexity and their relationships. And, you know, they include layers of family and friendship and politics and voting records and history. And so here's part of scene two in Swing State.
If you ever want to see that land put to good use, there is always an offer on the table. My brothers and I'll take it off your hands.
No Callahan is ever going to own an inch of my land.
You're lost. You could make a lot of money off those oaks.
Do you want this? Because your Aunt Chris just wants to argue.
I'm not allowed to call her Aunt Chris when we're on duty.
She's not a blood relative.
I'm not a Callahan. She's married to my dad's brother.
Callahan is my maiden name.
I know all this. Why are you telling me this?
People have been saying it's nepotism that I hired her, but it's not. She got the highest score on the qualifying exams, and she was top of her class at Blackhawk. She's come a long way from last year when she was just sitting on the couch.
Why were you sitting on the couch?
Because of her divorce.
Oh, right, I'm sorry.
Don't be. It was good riddance to bad garbage.
Oh, my goodness. So, Rebecca, we hear the tangle there between the local sheriff, Chris, and the new deputy, Danny. How do the character relationship dynamics, you know, that match what you observe in small town Wisconsin?
Sheriff Chris is also a landowner. She and her brothers own, you know, hundreds of acres of farmland adjacent to Peg's Prairie. So I think those are the sorts of relationships that are so complicated when you live in a rural area or a small town. And it's complicated, but it also ends up being complementary too, because in the end, she ends up oddly helping Peg in ways that Peg never could have foreseen, even though she's caused many of Peg's most monumental problems. So I think what I was trying to get at is that, you know, you live in close quarters with people, you find allies and enemies in strange places. I don't really know how else to put it.
Mary Beth, that dialogue's moving at a clip. I mean, it's chugging along there.
Uh-huh.
How does that feel in the moment?
Oh, you know, now at this point, we are so completely in tune with each other. The cast is so confident in their intentions and what their motivations, what they want from each other, that we know exactly how to go at it. And you know, at this point too, we're thrown in different ways of approaching our dialogue with each other and trying to throw each other off a little bit and get something new and energetic going on. And it's always very easy because we trust each other completely. And it's really fun when it moves at a clip and we kind of throw each other, you know, slightly off balance with a little curveball here and there. It keeps it alive and fun for the audience.
We're talking about the off-Broadway play Swing State, set in rural Wisconsin. And Mary Beth Fisher is here, lead actress. Rebecca Gilman, the playwright. You can join in with a question at 800-642-1234. Rebecca, I want to just touch on the opioid crisis, as the play does as well. How does the opioid crisis touch the lives of the characters?
It's responsible for the death of Sheriff Chris's son, who dies of a fentanyl overdose. And I think if you drive around Wisconsin now, you see billboards everywhere warning people against the dangers of fentanyl. And then I've had in my extended family some personal experience with opioid addiction and overdose. And I just think it's inescapable. And I remember probably about 10 years ago talking to someone whose wife was a bailiff at the county jail here. And I asked him, I said, what are people mostly in jail for? I was thinking like, you know, driving while intoxicated or something. And he said, heroin. And I was like, heroin in rural Wisconsin? It really blew my mind. So I started sort of paying more attention to what was going on. And I wanted to include in the play something that I feel is a low level threat to people here, and that is a threat that was introduced to alleviate pain initially, but then to increase profit in the end for a few people. And so the politics of the play, I don't think are overt. I try not to hit people over the head with it, but I want people to understand that politics are personal. You say, you know, the personal is the political or the political is the personal. I think it's both. And that people are affected across the country by the actions of a few in ways that are tragic. And so that's part of why that's included in the play.
Will Swing State ever come to the Swing State?
Certainly hope so. I would love for that to happen. We'll see.
Is there an inkling of that going on? You gotta divulge here on Wisconsin Public Radio, no less.
It's not that I'm hiding anything. the rights of the play are not.
You know, we're skeptical of our neighbors.
Yeah, but I hope, you know, there's amazing theaters in Wisconsin. Forward Theater in Madison is a wonderful theater, and in Milwaukee as well. And so I would love for somebody to do it here. Can I just quickly put in a plug for WPR while I'm talking?
Oh, please do, sure.
Because I just got in the mail a postcard, and it was celebrating my 10th anniversary as a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. And it made me so happy, and I'm just so pleased to be on the air with you today, and I really hope people will call in and make a donation and become sustaining members.
I love that. Thank you so much, both of you, and all the best with Swing State. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
Rebecca Gilman, playwright, artistic associate with Goodman Theater in Chicago, Swing State running off Broadway. Actor Mary Beth Fisher stars as Peg in Swing State. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.